Thanks to Colin. A message from your chair, Barry Coop. I hope you are well and that the lovely weather we're all enjoying as I am writing this is lasting. Or if everyone is sick of the heat by now, then I hope that we've had some much needed showers and cooler weather. By now, you should have received a letter from our Chief Executive, Adrian Bell, explaining that Colin Williamson, our President, has decided to retire from his role at the end of this financial year, which will be in March 2026. We still have plenty of time to thank Colin for all he has done, but I would like to begin by showing my sincere gratitude to him for the real difference he has made to Blind Veterans UK and the support and advice he's given me personally. It's amazing to think that in more than 110 years of Blind Veterans UK, Colin is just our sixth president. It's a very small club, and Colin has added his name to the history of this amazing charity. As Adrian's letter explains, our articles of association are clear that the role of president must be filled by a Blind Veterans UK beneficiary. The articles also state that a condition of the role is to serve on our board of trustees. Could you be our seventh president? Any members interested in taking over from Colin can apply by emailing their CV of relevant experience with a covering letter outlining why you would be right for the role to Anna Longdon at anna.longdon, that's L-O-N-G-D-E-N, anna.longdon at blindveterans.org.uk. If you require assistance with completing or submitting our application, please call us on 0300 111 2233. The closing date for applications is the 15th of August 2025, and we foresee interviews taking place in September. It was a pleasure to join Colin at the recent members' conference in Birmingham and to get the chance to hear from those of you who are unable to attend. I had the particular privilege of presenting member Wayne Pope with a Founders Award at the conference and want to congratulate him again for all he has achieved since losing his sight. I have been asked to remind everyone that there will be no issue of review in August and would like to end by once again wishing you all an enjoyable summer.